Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Owens. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Morin reaches second base with a double. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky takes first base on ball 4. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Sawatzky moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morin strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausche hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bausche for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Jones moves to second. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sawatzki hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Sawatzki reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Jones scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 4-2, Phillies. Bill Henry now pitching. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0-for-0 in the game. Owens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Harry Anderson. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauschi moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bowman moves to second. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bowman now playing left field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dark strikes out. Sawatzki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dark out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sawatzki strikes out. 1 out. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0-for-1 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn is hit by the pitch. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Bill Henry. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sawatzki strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0-for-2 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.